There are lots of stories about where people stand on issues like politics, global warming, or the economy. But what about stories about where people stand? Literally stand.
I'm standing right now in the middle of the Arctic Ocean.
I'm standing here in Tiananmen Square.
I'm standing where East meets West.
NPR reporters have stood in some amazing places. They show up with a microphone and a tape recorder and an extraordinary ability to take us on their journeys with them. In these stories, we travel far from home, kayaking among the icebergs, dancing through the streets of Rio de Janeiro, wintering at the South Pole, wandering the back alleys of Beijing. No need to wish you were here with these postcards, because you are there. NPR correspondent Rob Gifford found himself on a crowded bus at the edge of the Gobi Desert. He was in the middle of a journey exploring the length of China's Silk Road. It's 3,000 miles across, a kind of Chinese Route 66. In ancient times, the Silk Road was China's link to Central Asia and Europe. Business continues today, but instead of silk, porcelain, and spices, they're trading in cell phones and electronics. Here is Rob Gifford's story.
Well, we're heading now across the first part of the massive Gobi Desert. This is where things get not only a lot hotter, but also a lot bumpier. The road is not nearly as good now. Air on the bus is thick with cigarette smoke. The child in the seat in front of me is just thrown up at my feet. And the guy in the seat next to me is busy pulling the hairs on my arm. Chinese people don't have hairy arms or legs, and they're fascinated by us hairy Westerners. So all in all, just another normal day on the road heading west on Route 312.